The U.S. and the European Union recently settled one of their longest-running trade disputes. It's over American beef treated with hormones. After two decades, the EU still refuses to import hormone-treated American beef, but it has agreed to quadruple its quotas for importing non-hormone beef from the U.S. So why won't Europeans buy beef treated with hormones? Eleanor Beardsley has the answer.
Michel Baudot raises cattle in the Burgundy region of France. For seven generations, his family has bred the stocky white Charolais cows indigenous to this area. Stepping out of his pickup truck, Baudot opens a gate and walks out into one of his pastures.
Yeah.
In summer, his herd of 600 cattle grazes freely on his 1,500-acre farm. In winter, the animals are sheltered in his barn, where they eat hay and grain. They live on Baudot's farm until they are slaughtered. Every aspect of each cow's life is meticulously followed. Baudot says the European consumer demands this.
Each animal has a passport where every aspect of his life is recorded, where he was born, his weight, who his parents were, and that passport follows him through his whole life.
In the supermarket of a small town near Baudot's farm, you can find Baudot's beef. You could even trace it back to a specific cow if you needed to. That's because every package of meat sold in the EU must list where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered, and every cow has a different ID number, says butcher Stéphane Dossin, lifting up a pack to show the traceability sticker.
Every piece of meat can be traced from A to Z, from the farmer to the consumer. We have to have complete transparency, or we'd never be able to sell it.
Many shoppers here have heard that in America, cows are given hormones. Nathalie Janvier, who is picking up some steaks and lamb chops, says French consumers consider meat tainted with hormones unhealthy and possibly dangerous. That's why it's important to know where animals are raised and also to know how they are treated and whether they're eating natural products, says Janvier.
Yeah.
Baudot, who is checking in on a pen of bulls, also works as a consultant promoting the Charolais breed abroad. His travels take him to the world's top beef-producing countries, including the U.S. Hormones, he says, are not the only difference between American and European beef. The cattle industry itself is run in two completely different manners.
In the U.S., producers look much more to profit than quality. It's the massive industrial production of meat. So there are economies of scale, and meat is obviously cheaper. Here, we have much smaller, more artisanal operations, and the cuts are much more traditional. So our costs are higher. We also have a lot of different breeds with different shapes and sizes that aren't always convenient at the slaughterhouse. In the U.S., they seem to have produced a standardized cow.
In the U.S., the vast majority of cattle spend only their first months of life on a farm like Baudot's eating grass. From there, they are transferred, sometimes thousands of miles away, to giant feedlots where they are packed in by the tens of thousands and beefed up, so to speak, on corn and hormones. American cows wear a patch behind their ear which releases a synthetic growth hormone. Baudot says European consumers would never accept such a system, but he understands why it's used.
With the hormones, you force nature, so you save time and earn quick muscle. I see a huge difference with our cows. In the U.S., you see cows arrive into the feedlots thin, and 2 months later, they're bodybuilders that have tripled in volume. So these hormones are very powerful and effective.
Baudot says he has nothing against the American cattle farming system. What's not right, he says, is having to compete internationally with a product made using methods that are outlawed in your own country. Using hormones to grow cows is kind of like doping in sports, says Baudot, and that creates an uneven playing field. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Burgundy, France.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.